bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks.
Hello.
Hi, Jenna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good to hear your voice again.
Oh, it's good to hear yours.
That's Jenna. And she was the guest on episode 11 of the Trent Speaks podcast, Your Story is Worth It. And we caught up a couple weeks ago over the phone.
Are you getting cold weather?
Yeah, it's been raining here all day.
Ugh. It's just been gloomy and ucky here.
Well,
the leaves are starting to change, but...
I'm sure the rain is on its way eventually then.
Ugh. I was looking at the radar today and it looked all green, but... maybe it sprinkled, but that was about it.
Well, that's not terrible then. I do enjoy me some rain every now and again, so it's not terrible. It's just gloomy.
Yeah. Definitely need the sunshine for my fall. But I do like just sitting here looking out my window, and I just brewed a cup of coffee, so.
Oh, perfect.
Works for me. Yeah.
I actually listened back to our podcast that we did a few months ago this morning.
Uh-huh.
And last time you had to wait on me to make hot chocolate. Well, my Keurig is buried behind my crock pot, which is cooking dinner right now.
Oh my gosh.
So instead I poured a beer.
Hey, beer and coffee, I think, is the same thing, right?
It's a trade-off.
Right, exactly. Beer works.
And so as promised last week, we're going to catch up with Jenna this week. Jenna joined us on the podcast 5.5 months ago, almost. She was on the April 26th podcast. I don't know that from memory. That's because I listened to our podcast earlier before we started recording today. But 5.5 months is a lot of time, and it's a lot of time for change. So I figured that we'd have Jenna back on the podcast for this week, just to kind of talk about some of the things that have changed since the last time we talked to Jenna. So welcome in, Jenna.
Thank you. I appreciate for having me on today. Yeah, lots has changed in the past 5.5 months for sure.
And you quit your job, but was this a month or two ago now?
Yes. So I worked full time at United Bank and was with the company for almost 4 years. And I did put in my 2 weeks the middle of August. My last day was actually, I believe it was August 31st. So it was the last day of August, right before the holiday weekend. And it was a really hard decision. But it's something that, I kind of looked at as an opportunity window, because I saw capability within myself and something more. Not that the bank wasn't providing me with that. It just, you know, I'm still young. I'm 23 years old and still have a lot that I want to do with my dreams and my visions and my goals. And I missed kids. That was a big thing. And I also didn't have a lot of time for my photography on the side as I would have liked to have. So I kind of just took a leap of faith and put my 2 weeks in, which was very emotional. But the transition with that has been insane to experience. And I didn't expect it to be this way. So, but it's been a huge blessing in my life to make a bold decision to quit my job. So yeah, it's been about a month.
I know that this is going to be weird because I want to say free time, but I'm sure that you've been using your time, so it's really not free. But what have you been doing with all the extra time that you have now, and what is it that you're trying to focus on?
So for me in general, the main thing that I wanted to pursue more was, you know, putting more into my photography. And I couldn't really do that with a full-time job. And I was getting overloaded with, you know, so many, you know, inquiries. It was about to be a busy fall season. And that was something that I didn't have the opportunity to grow and expand. So that was my biggest thing. And I think one of the things that made me realize that was because I didn't have time for it, I almost made it like a burden. And I wasn't doing it passionately. I was doing it because I was tired and I had to fit it in. And, you know, so it just, that just created chaos in my mind. But with the free time that I have now, I did miss kids. So, I did get a nanny job. And I now work with, instead of working with millions of customers, I now work with a 2-year-old. So, but with that too, like he is such a smart kid and, you know, kids are a huge part of my life. Like I've always known that I'm going to be a mom someday. But you know, not right now. I still got a few more years, maybe like 5 years. I'm good with living my life right now. But I do enjoy like spending my time with kids, and the nanny position gives me the flexibility that, you know, when he goes down for a nap, he usually naps 2 to 3 hours. So during that time frame, you know, besides like the cleaning up the kitchen and, you know, the toys and things like that, having my own lunch, I have basically the freedom to open up my laptop, edit sessions, get back to emails, you know, doing all the things. So I'm kind of like a mom during the day as it is. But, you know, it just has provided me that freedom to work more with my photography. But also it's challenged me a lot, because when you do something risky and bold like that, it is like freaking scary. out of your mind. I didn't know how scary it was going to be. Because you're so used to comfortability and so used to, you know, the structure or having a corporate job, you know, having a paycheck, you know, things like that. And, you know, taking a step and a leap of faith to do something for you, is something that I didn't realize that it was going to be. So it's been a challenge, overall, but it's definitely given me a lot more freedom for sure.
When I think sometimes, because you know, that's my next step too, is once I leave this position, I'm going to do who knows what, because I would like to try and focus on speaking. But I think you're right. Sometimes you really just need to step outside of your comfort zone. And I think that plays into part of being vulnerable and just kind of like you said, trusting God and hoping everything works out for the best.
Yes, God has been a huge part in this decision. I honestly couldn't have done it without having faith, because, you know, you can be in so many troubled waters, yet he is still there letting you float. And actually the week following of me putting in my 2 weeks, because it's not like I, you know, got a different position elsewhere. Like I got the nanny position, but it's not like I was leaving to a different institution or a different corporate job. Like it wasn't that at all. Like it was just doing something different for me that would provide more opportunity for, you know, my passion and my purpose. And at the same time, I'm like, well, I'm 23, might as well do it now. Like if I want to, I'm sure they'll take me back.
Right. Now's the time.
Yeah, now's the time to do it. But man, I lost my train of thought with that. See, that's what I do when I talk. My brain like is like a hamster wheel. But yeah, so it's been a huge transition overall. But God has been, there we go. Always leads back to God. The week after I put my 2 weeks in, that's when like the doubt started hitting. But he confirmed every single day, some way, somehow, that full first week, every single day was either a random message from somebody that I had no idea followed my photography work. No idea. Like, she never liked anything on my page, didn't even know she followed my page. And she just reached out, you know, wanting to let me know that she just loved my work and that, you know, she wished that she could feel, you know, confident herself to be able to have a shoot done. And like, that's the thing that comes with my photography and my business is like, that's my main thing is, you know, making other people feel comfortable and confident, because you shouldn't have to worry about that. Like I'm capturing something, you know, I'm capturing life, whether it's a newborn or an old couple, like it's life. And, you know, confidence is, you know, something that I have obtained or have learned to obtain my whole life. So, you know, to transition that into my clients and using that as, you know, spreading God's love type of thing. Absolutely. But like God confirmed every single day that week in some way, shape or form. And that was like, okay, I doubted for so long, but at the same time, I understand that this is the right place to be.
And I know we talked a little bit about your photography last time, but we really didn't talk a whole lot about it. I guess if people wanted to find you or contact you for a session, do you have a Facebook page for it? Is it how could they get in contact with you?
Yeah, definitely. My photography name is Happily Captured, but it's not spelled how you think it's spelled. So it's actually used with my middle name. So it's HAPPI, and then my middle name, Lee, which is LEIGH, and then Captured. So I'm located in Grand Rapids. Definitely, I mean, I have studio access, so it's not like once the winter months come, I'm like out of business. Definitely, it's a busy fall season right now, so I'm pretty booked to the rim of things as of now, but definitely love any type of support for sure.
I'm stalking your Facebook page as we speak, and yeah, the photos are great. I love these. These all turned out really nice.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
What got you into photography? Like, how did that become a passion of yours?
So, funny story. Not really funny story. It's actually pretty cool. My parents divorced when I was 6. And at that time, my dad moved in with his parents, so my grandparents. So when we would go see my dad, we would go to grandma and grandpa's house. And my grandpa was a photographer. So he photographed weddings, families, seniors, like you name it. He had a studio in his house. It was basically just a built off of his garage. So when I would go on the weekends, especially in the summertime, there was a lot of people, you know, coming for, you know, their senior sessions. And so I was inspired by that. But I didn't really get into it probably until my college years. I had an eye for photography, but I think it comes down to more of a meaning with it. You know, anyone can grab a camera and snap a picture. But it's also an industry where a lot of comparison comes into play too, because there are so many photographers out there. You know, what makes you different? What makes you unique? So that was something that, you know, scared me and, you know, intimidated me to, you know, move forward. Like, is my work good?
And then right here, you're probably thinking to yourself, what happened? It seems like Jenna just got cut off talking. You would be correct. Because for the first time ever, while recording with a guest, my audio just stopped working. Something went wrong with my program and it stopped recording. So we worked through the technical difficulty for a couple of minutes. I apologized to Jenna. And from there on, we were able to resume recording. Obviously, technical difficulties are fun. So I guess for you, what are the next steps for you? Like, where is it you would like to see yourself go from here? What is it that you would like to, ideally, like in a perfect world, what would you like to do next?
Wow. If only a perfect world was actually real.
Right, right.
Honestly, like, it has always been I've always had this vision, and this is like out of photography. I find myself as just this girl who has a story, who wants to share her heart and her life and be able to inspire so many others along the way. And with doing that, that fills her cup up. So I've always had this big dream, which kind of like relates to you. Like, I would love, and it's in my plans, to put a convention together for women, women in general. And I even have a name for it and everything, to come together and share our stories. And that's kind of what you do with this. So it's kind of interesting. But to be able to empower, you know, women to know that they have a purpose and a valid reason to be on this earth, but then at the same time incorporate, you know, my photography with that. And you know, capture, you know, what their happiness is, what their confidence is, what, you know, they are as human beings, because I think in women's lives in general, you know, and I know in men's life too, like we're worst critics. So, you know, being able to use my words, but as well uses like my gift with photography to incorporate both of those together. Like I really just want, it's been years that I've been like envisioning myself on a stage, nervous as heck, but, you know, creating something that could make a difference for that. Because, you know, I've learned a lot about mental health and the power of it and what you can do to help aid that in your life. And if you just apply it, you're golden. But I just see so many, especially women, just beat themselves down to the ground. And it's just, it just makes me sick.
Well, that's awesome though, that you have those visions and those dreams and don't ever let them go away. Cause you never know what could happen and what it is you truly could be capable of. So I'll definitely keep praying for you and thinking of you.
Thank you.
And I hope that it happens one day.
Yeah. Well, it's all in God's timing as anything else is. And that's all. Grace has been a huge word, my whole life, but especially this month is letting just God's grace take control. And it's not a Jenna show, it's a Him show. So.
Well, Jenna, thanks for coming back on to update us, and I'll try and keep people updated too, as I hear more and as we continue to talk and communicate.
Well, I appreciate it every single time. I love it.
Thank you.
Yep.
I know I say this every week, but gosh, I just love having people on this podcast. I think that we learn so much from them, and they other people have so much to share with us. It's just a blessing to have these people come on and share their story, their perspective, things that they have learned while living this thing we call life. Don't forget, I'm a sponsor of buythingschangethings.com. It's a movement right now to raise awareness and help bring more awareness to youth suicide and youth bullying. Help out my friend Tom Coverley so that he can get into schools and talk with our youth about this very topic and work in those times where something does happen in the school and he can be able to give that presentation for free instead of having to charge a school to do it, which I guess he doesn't charge a school to do it, but he never wants to have to say no. And so help him out, buythingschangethings.com. I would strongly encourage you, 100% of the proceeds go directly toward helping him so that he can do those presentations and get out, get a hotel room, get to the school, fly out to wherever he needs to go to give these presentations and talk to the students that may be impacted. You'll also remember, this is a couple months ago now, I sent out letters to Ellen DeGeneres, Jimmy Fallon, and a couple other businesses around the nation, and even internationally technically as well, to Canada. Well, funny enough, I got a random text at the end of, well, this would be almost 2 weeks ago now, and it was a guy from Canada who I had written a letter to, and he told me, he goes, "Hey, Trent, just got your letter. I would love to come on your podcast sometime." So I'm in communication with him right now to try and get him on the podcast, so hopefully we'll be hearing from him in the near future. Next week, I honestly don't know who we're going to hear from, but we'll be hearing from someone. It won't just be me rambling like it was for a couple weeks there in the summer months. The last thing I want to leave you with today is actually something from Jenna. This was on Jenna's Facebook. It's a post that she had written and she had shared on her personal Facebook page shortly before we had talked, and it was something that I felt should be relayed back to you, because Jenna has always been very vulnerable, very open, and wanting her story to be able to have an impact on others and be able to help others. And this is what she had written at the end of September. And this was about a week before we had recorded. I'd be lying if I said this was an easy transition in my life. I'd also be lying if I said it was a piece of cake and I didn't once cry at all. It's been about a month since I left the banking world, and it has not been easy. I have had to adjust to a new way of life, a new routine, a new schedule, a huge culture shock. I've cried, I've worried, I've thought about future, I've doubted, I've been completely discouraged, I've been scared out of my mind. I'm only 23, not married, no kids, nothing tying me down quite yet. So why on earth would I wait to take a taste on a little scary leap until time was up and I couldn't take it anymore? My discomfort in my situations of holding me back from taking a jump or making a big daring decision would consume me completely. So I took that big daring leap. But you want to know what's a beautiful outcome after taking a scary leap? God works through it all. I'm grateful for the following. To be able to walk with little B every day that the sun is shining this fall, to enjoy my favorite season, and to keep health a huge part of my everyday. To be an influencer and caretaker in a child's life. To have the flexibility to work on my business during nap time. To have great hours and get out before rush hour traffic. To have the ability to create more with my time. To be able to say yes to more clients now with photography because I have the time to. What's new and what's changed? I now have been waking up early in the mornings to feed my mind, work on myself, enjoy the morning, and setting the atmosphere and continue to make that a priority. I have been able to completely book my October full of photography sessions and nearly half of my November dates already. I have been able to pursue me, my passion, my gifts, my talents, more and more every day. I have learned the lesson of taking advantage of my time and using it wisely, to being more patient in the process, to looking at my priorities in my life and spend my time there. I have learned the importance of creating structure in my schedule. I have learned and experienced so much in just a month time frame. Sure, do I miss my previous job, my people, my customers, but comfortability isn't always the way to live. New things and new beginnings might be rough at first, or the waves may become high, but there is always, always, always a better reason and a better side when stepping out of your comfort zone. When was the last time you stepped out of your comfort zone?